Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. I want to tell everybody about 5:25. Mark Schlereff, our Odyssey NFL insider and NFL on Fox sports reporter, will be on with us to talk the NFL Saints playoff talk. And Charlie, a lot of that certainly today because of the resignation of Mike Tomlin. And here's the thing with Mike, similar to Sean Payton. If you want to hire him, you got to go through the Steelers. You got to cut a deal with him to acquire the services of Mike Tomlin as your coach, just like the Broncos did with the Saints. So it's not like he was fired. He resigned from that position, but he still had time left on his contract. So you would have to compensate the Steelers. I know we've had a couple people sort of text us about that, but you would still have compensate him. And I do expect Coach Tomlin will probably sit out the 2026 year and do some TV and then come back, and he'll have, I think, a number of places that he can pick from. Also today, Kevin Petula, the first-year offensive coordinator, took over Kellen Moore's spot. He was relieved of his duties as the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. And this will be the fifth different offensive coordinator in 5 years for the Eagles. And it's a lot easier to get a coach than to disassemble what they have talent-wise. You're paying a lot of money to guys on that football team. So that'll be an interesting little twist this offseason and who they hire as their offensive coordinator. It's a job I would tell them to rent. Don't buy a house there. Rent.
Well, it might get egged by Eagles fans if you're not performing. It happened to Petullo. Listen, I get it. The Eagles offense was a nightmare. Mike, I texted you after the game. I said, congrats on the pick, because the 49ers not just covered, but they won that game outright, moving on to the divisional round, which we'll break down with Schlereff here just in a couple minutes. But I don't know, man. It's almost impossible to have the amount of talent on that Eagles offense and underperformed the way they did. So it's not shocking to me at all.
Awful.
Yeah, it's not shocking to me at all that Kevin Petullo was moved on from after 1 year.
We'll go back to the LSU transfer portal. And, again, our reports on this is brought to you daily by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. You brought it up in the flash, but LSU did get Dylan Jones, highly recruited running back from the Maryland high school ranks, redshirted, year one in Wisconsin. He was supposed to be the man this year, but Wisconsin's offense was lousy. I mean, they were not good at all. And from what I've seen from Jones, he is a north-south speed back, Okay, he's a very physical back, but he's not the shiftiest guy around. He's a north-south, get up the field, and then you can almost hear him kind of kick it into gear. And he becomes the third running back they have signed through the portal, despite the fact, and this was really surprised me, Harlan Berry returning. That was no surprise. But Caden Durham comes back. So you got your 1-2 running backs. Then you sign with Dylan Jones today, or gets a commitment from him from Wisconsin. You also had Racine Guillory, who you brought in from Utah, and Rod Ganey, who was at Charlotte. That was an area where you were sort of short numbers-wise, Charlie, and they had to bulk that up. I think for LSU fans, now that you've got the quarterbacks, okay, and Sam Leavitt from Arizona State and Landon Clark from Elon, they are bringing in another quarterback, Ryan Staub, who was a highly thought of a prep quarterback from the California high school ranks, goes to Colorado, is a backup to Shedeur Sanders, saw more playing time this year, is supposed to be having a visit for LSU. And I do expect LSU will sign a third quarterback. You got to. You can't go into the season. And knowing that Leavitt's not going to be there for the spring, he's not going to be able to play coming off the Liz Frank injury. You need two quarterbacks. And I wouldn't be surprised they try to get in a fourth if they can. With the scholarship now being extended to 110 players, everybody's watching to see what happens along the offensive line. Because you've got four guys that you've signed either through the portal or junior college, because Jacoby Jones, who played both guard and tackle from at Copia Lincoln Community College, he's also part of this group. Offensive line's got to be the area down the stretch that Lane Kiffin knows he's got to rebuild this offensive line.
Well, Mike, first and foremost, they've added 28 players as of now, 5:20 on Tuesday. Nine of them have been wide receivers. That's been kind of shocking to me. But then you know, we had Wilson Alexander
last week.
Exactly. No, that's the whole point, is that you only had two returning receivers from the 2025 roster. So you needed to completely revamp and overhaul that wide receiver room. And Coach Kiffin has done just that. Nine new wide receivers out of the 28 transfer portal additions. And we all knew that, you know, keeping the defensive staff on like they did and maybe adding a couple coaches here and there, there was going to be continuity defensively under Blake Baker. The offensive side of the ball was what was going to be completely new. And that's why you paid Lane Kiffin the big bucks, to bring him in and fix this offense as soon as possible. So he brings in those nine receivers. He's already brought in multiple running backs, as you had mentioned. Now, the one spot that they've got to continue to fix and bolster, because you don't just need starters there, Mike. You need depth, the offensive line. So the transfer portal window closes in about 3 days. You can still sign pieces after that, but it's going to be almost a run over the next, I don't know, half a week or so of Kiffin, I think, adding these offensive line pieces at the last minute to really kind of get that group solidified going into 2026.
The other thing, too, is you never have enough good cover people.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. Offensive line, you never have enough talent starter-wise, depth-wise. I could say the same thing in the secondary. Oh, we good there. We got so-and-so starting here. Okay, what if you have an injury? Then what happens? So that's another area. I do think that down the stretch, I know they've already brought in Traylon James, who was at Southern, and Ty Benefit, who I got to see play quite a bit at Boise State. Two really good players there. But, man, you got to add some depth at both corner and safety. I think down the stretch, other than offensive line, the numbers may jump in the secondary. That's where I think Kiffin's going to hit on, because, you never have enough of those guys. And who can play and who can't?
I know you've had upwards.
That's the big area.
I know you've had upwards of 33-34 departures, Mike. But just looking at this, it feels like they're adding a couple pieces each day. They're going to easily surpass 30 by the time this is all said and done.
No question.
It's been such a whirlwind as far as the transfer portal, but it is the new era of college football. And like you've always mentioned, and we've talked with Tim Brando and different college football guests all the time about, it's not changing anytime soon.
No. And five new defensive linemen. I think you're going to ask your freshman to kind of fill in some good luck with that. Again, it's difficult to play
right.
Defensive line as a true freshman in that SEC schedule. And you can have a couple of them be kind of part-time players. It's rare that you see a freshman come in all of a sudden. I don't care how highly recruited he was, five-star, whatever, to come into play because you're still like 18, 19. You're going up against grown men, 22, 23, 24 years old now today, playing in college football. That's a big jump when you're a high school player. When we come back, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, also NFL on Fox Sports reporter, Mark Schlereff, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long, and we're joined now by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I know the season's over, Stink, but man, what's happening on the podcast?
Well, you know, I mean, wild card weekend, right? What an unbelievable weekend it was. Had a couple of duds in there, but for the most part, the games were spectacular. They talked a lot about Ben Johnson and his just I don't give a rip attitude, you know, in the locker room. And it was funny because I was texting with him yesterday, and I was just like, "Hey, man, authentically be you." And I think it's one of the things to me that's the most important part. Nine teams right now without coaches. The most important part about a head coach is being able to command the room and authentically being who you are. And I think it's one of the reasons that, like, a lot of guys off the Belichick tree have not had success. Well, Vrabel really didn't coach under Belichick. So, but one of the reasons those guys under the Belichick tree didn't have a lot of success is because every time you would go to a game with one of those guys, it would be Belichickian. You know, everything would be like, oh, this is the Patriot way, and we're going to copy the Patriot way. And I think guys just get to the point where they're like, dude, be your own man. Do your own thing, right? And so I think that was one of the things that was really interesting to me. And Ben Johnson, he gives zero you-know-whats when it comes to what anybody else thinks, man. He is doing what he wants to do in the way he wants to coach. And to come back from 21-3 down and to just be, you know, I mean, just to be getting throttled, I think 6 first downs in that first half, and to come storming back in that second half. What a remarkable game. What a remarkable comeback that was.
Mark, one of the things I'll ask you about, because for a lot of people, we talked about this so much come draft time, Charlie and I, the two tight ends that came out in this past draft, Tyler Warren, who was a big time for Indianapolis Colts, really was. And then you see Colston Loveland, his impact with the Chicago Bears. We see what the Rams do with the 13 personnel, 3 tight ends, and how that sort of had evolved during the year with Sean McVay. That's a position that has really sort of changed throughout pro football over the last couple of years. More usage of the tight ends, because now you're getting these tight ends, they look like pumped up receivers, you know, and then you get maybe a guy that is a better blocker than the other two, but you're getting receivers now playing the tight end position, and it's becoming a big weapon for all of these teams come playoff time.
Yeah, there's no question, and it's become one of the most important positions, and, you know, you got to get it right, and obviously with the Rams, they've got 4 different guys. They're all 6'5", they're all 250, they can all run, right, and they're all willing participants in the blocking game. It's one of the things that drives me crazy when I hear people talk about, oh, we don't need tight ends that can block, do we just split them out? And like, no, I need a guy that's willing. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be the best, but you got to be willing. You got to be a willing participant in that part of the game, because then it puts the defense in a dilemma. And, you know, ultimately we get in that 12 personnel, we get in that 13 personnel, whatever it is. Now you've got to decide, man, we're going to play you guys big, or we're going to try to get away with nickel. And, you know, you've got those big tight ends that can outrun linebackers, that are great route runners, that are big and physical and can post up safeties and post up nickelbacks. And like, it just gives you such an advantage. And then the other thing that ends up happening to you is you get in this big personnel, but you're still running your 11 personnel plays out of big personnel. So a lot of times what ends up happening is the defense hasn't really prepped a lot of that stuff, because most of the time you don't get that stuff out of that personnel grouping, right? And when you can run all those things out of that personnel grouping, it's just another layer of preparation that you have to get ready for. And it just makes it really tough on coordinators. And we always see this cat and mouse game in the NFL where, you know, like Wildcat for a while was huge, right? And everybody had to get in a Wildcat based off of what Miami was doing back in the day. And then we saw it, you know, run its course over 2 years and kind of, and defenses kind of caught up to what they were doing, and then it dissipated, you know, and you see a sprinkling of it, a smattering of it every now and again. But it's just kind of the cyclical nature of football. And if you can find a couple of those tight ends like they did in Chicago, man, it's a huge advantage for you.
Yeah, because the mismatch downfield in the passing game. And the one thing with Loveland, I mean, he don't look it, but he's a willing blocker. The same thing with Tyler Warren. It's not that they're great blockers, but they give you effort there. And, man, you get them downfield, a 6'5"-plus receiver. Mm-hmm. Okay, ain't got no 6'5", 6'4", 6'3" defensive back trying to cover them guys. That causes a lot of issues.
Yeah, you look at Colby Parkinson, who's, I think, 6'7".
The catch
he made for the Rams to win that game, I mean, one, he wasn't open. Two, like, he made a catch where he's not open, and it was probably the most perfect throw you're ever going to have. And there's, you know, I mean, you can't defend that. You just flat out can't defend it.
Mark, one of the things, too, is this weekend we get to see it, because the defenses for Seattle and Denver are so good. Last night, watching that game with the Texans, it's almost looked like, you know, a cage match. And somebody had loaded up a glove, and they were just hitting Pittsburgh every which way but loose. Even Jacksonville, I mean, Josh Allen had to put on the Superman cape to beat them, to be honest with you. Their defense was outstanding. Now, they need some work in the secondary, maybe a guy or two there. But, man, nobody rushes the ball against them at all. And now we see the resurgence of a lot of assets being put on the defensive side of the football. For years, it was, oh, pay the receiver. Pay the quarterback. We're not paying the running back, but we'll pay the receivers and the quarterback. But look at what's happening on the defensive side of the football, and now we add two more really good defenses when you add up Seattle and Denver this weekend along with the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable defenses. And, you know, and those guys, you know, creating turnovers or are forcing you to punt, making you think twice about going for it on fourth down, being able to get a sack at a pivotal time and knock you out of field goal range, all those different things, man. The defense has set a tone. And, you know, we've got three great ones, as you mentioned, left in these playoffs. I mean, really, the Rams have got – although they got kind of turned around a little bit in their secondary, the Rams have got a really good front seven. So there's a bunch of really good defenses. And, you know, and obviously Denver's is great. And I tell you what, the Houston Texans to me is just like that. That is one watching that defense go is super impressive. So, you know, you got to have a complete team to win a championship. Defense does not win championships, right? If C.J. Stroud plays that way against a competent, good football team, they're going to lose even with that great defense. And so he's got to play better. But, boy, there's some special defenses out there, no question about it.
Our Insider Calls with Mark Slerfer brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, there's some great matchups, divisional playoff weekend, a couple of ones that just jump off the page. Obviously, the grudge match rivalry between the 49ers and the Seahawks who hate each other. That should be a lot of fun. But I wanted to get your breakdown of the Texans versus the Patriots because, yes, that I mean, the Texans defense was everything it was advertised to be when they just smoked Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers this past night. But going up against Drake May and the Patriots offense, it's been so stout all season long. There's a reason that Drake is up for NFL MVP. It's going to be between him and Stafford in all likelihood. But just the season that he's had, this is going to be his biggest test on the biggest stage, though, against that Texans defense, Mark.
Yeah, and this comes down for me. You know, you can talk about Will Campbell, and you can talk about the two rookies on the left-hand side, and you know, and they had their hands full against the Chargers. I think they gave up five or six sacks in that game. Chargers are probably a very undervalued defense, underrated defense with a couple of three edge guys that in a rotation that are really, really good. I was like, for me, I live here in Denver, and I was being asked on my radio show, would you rather face the Chargers or would you rather face the Bills with Josh Allen? And I frankly said I'd rather face the Bills with Josh Allen, because the Chargers have really dismantled this Broncos offense. They've dismantled the run game. They have really made it tough. And so that was kind of my takeaway on that. But, you know, when you talk about New England, it's really going to come down to how does Josh McDaniels call the offense? How does he take pressure off that offensive line? How does he take the passive out of pass protection and give those guys a lot of different opportunities to change up sets? Because let me just tell you this, you get behind in this game and you let Will Campbell off of one edge and Danielle Hunter, who is probably the most underrated, undervalued defensive player in the National Football League, off the other, like, you're going to lose. Like, there's just, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to contain those guys and their defensive secondary, their defense, their linebacking core. They are so fast, so aggressive, and you get no leaky yardage. Like, once you complete a pass, they're very much like Seattle. That cushion or that window is, you know, 2 yards, and you complete that pass, and they hit you right there. You do not fall forward. You do not gain an extra 2 yards. You are stuck right there. And so what you think normally gets you, you know, you throw it for a 4-yard completion, and it ends up getting you 7 yards. You throw it for a 4-yard completion, and it gets you 3. You know, I mean, that's how they hit you and knock you back. So, I think this is going to be a really tough matchup without question. But listen, if C.J. Stroud doesn't play better and doesn't have better ball security, I shouldn't say play better. He still played okay, but his ball security was just awful, and his inability to catch a shotgun snap and the misconnection between the center and him, I don't know what was going on there. But if that happens again against New England, they will lose that game.
Mark, his interception in the red zone when it was a 7-6 game in the third quarter, yeah. It's still like up in – that might have been a bottom three throw of the entire wild card weekend. He just panicked and put one up into double coverage. It was an easy pickoff for the DB. But the other game, this upcoming Sunday night, you already mentioned Ben Johnson and how fired up he was after the ridiculous comeback against the Packers. I think Al Michaels is in the broadcast saying that he's never seen Chicago bumping like this. It was an unbelievable atmosphere, a crazy comeback for Caleb Williams and the Bears. But now you go up against the champ in Matt Stafford, who's been there, done that. However, one thing to note, this game being in Chicago with the Bears being the 2 seed, I think, Mark, it's supposed to be like a high of 19, a low of 11, but with the wind chill up in Chicago, it's going to feel like anywhere from 1 to 11. So it's going to be really, really nasty conditions. Football weather, as a lot of people like to say. But also your breakdown of Stafford and the Rams against, obviously, Caleb Williams and the Bears in this really fun matchup.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the back end, the secondary is going to have to be so much better than they were against the Carolina Panthers. They made the Carolina Panthers look like an efficient passing game. And you know, and I've done a lot of Carolina games this year, as you guys know, and that's not how I would ever, you know, describe them. And good for the Carolina Panthers for getting that going, but that was a really poor performance by their back end, by their coverage guys. And they got fooled, and I think part of that was they just didn't expect it. And what they had seen on tape wasn't exactly what they saw in that game. But to be up 14-0 and to lose that lead and have to come back and win that game 34-30, unacceptable. And Matthew Stafford didn't play his best game. So I think there's a lot of teaching tape coming off that film. The other thing that they really didn't do, really didn't take advantage of, which was interesting to me, was all that, which we talked about earlier, that 12 and 13 personnel groupings. They got Puka back, or not Puka, but they got Adams back with Puka, and they stayed out of a lot of that multiple tight end formations, which I think was kind of a necessity because of the injuries to the wide receivers, and they got into more, you know, he got into more three wides, 11 personnel, and they did a lot more of that stuff. I think they need to get back to their big personnel, to their multiple tight ends. I think that's going to be imperative for them moving forward. So, I thought that the Rams would just blow out. I thought they would blow out Carolina and tip your cap to Carolina, but I just thought that was wasn't a great performance by Stafford and that back end secondary. They got torched a little bit. So a lot of great teaching tape for them. They'll have to clean it up.
Mark, last question for you. Your thoughts on Mike Tomlin walking away from the Steelers. I don't think we've seen the last of Coach Tomlin. I think he'll probably take that Sean Payton route, sit out a year, do a little TV, come back and coach again in 2027. But to go 19 years and not have a losing season, Mike Tomlin's one hell of a coach.
Yeah, no question about it. And he's one of my favorite guys all time to sit down and talk football with and to meet with. Because he just gives it to you, I mean, both barrels. He lets you know exactly what he's thinking, exactly what the plan is, exactly what they're trying to do. You know, and he said it to me on multiple times. Hey, man, I want to have a great game. I want you guys to have a great game. So, you know, I trust you, and I'll tell you exactly what our plan is, exactly what we're trying to accomplish. And then he just has a way of saying things, you know, and talking about the game that it's just refreshing, man. It's so much fun to listen to him, you know, talk about football. And so he's just going to be an absolute hit if he does decide to go the broadcasting route. He did resign, so the Steelers hold his rights, so he would have to be traded for if somebody wanted him to coach this year. So just keep that in mind. Somebody's going to have to give up a draft pick to get Mike Tomlin this year. So I'm with you. I think he probably goes in the broadcast booth for a year.
Mark, hey, appreciate it. And, man, enjoy the football watching. We don't have a lot more games. And I tell people about college football, oh, way too many bowl games. Okay, I'm not going to disagree. Now you're going to bitch. Guess what? Got one more college football game left. That's it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, man. But it should be a good one.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
That was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide.
for your insurance and financial needs nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey Original, The Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll be back. We have been joined by Steve Geller for our triple option feature right after this break.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our triple option feature. Myself along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller. Steve, I'll let you go first.
I'm going to bring up the wild card weekend, gentlemen, and not from the aspect of what was going on in the field, but broadcasting-wise, Fox Sports tweeted out they were the big winners, leading all networks and viewership on wild card weekend. 41 million watched the NFC wild card matchup on Fox between the Niners and Eagles. That's the most watched telecast of the week on any network. Fox's most watched NFL wild card weekend since 2015. That was the Lions and Cowboys, also ranks as the most watched NFL wild card game on any network since 2022, which was 49ers and Cowboys. Also looking at the matchup, guys, between on Saturday, Rams and Carolina Panthers, 28 million viewers, ranks as the best Saturday afternoon wild card game on any network since 2011. And oh, that just happened to be Saints Seahawks with 28,304,000 viewers on that one. So the numbers and the demise of NFL isn't happening anytime soon. Still going strong, and I think that's no surprise with folks. The viewership numbers just keep going up with how many streaming platforms you have now, too.
Yes, the greatest reality show on TV. And the NFL will never admit this. They got people that watch it today because they gamble.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like for you to say that, but it's true. That has been, I think, that fantasy football. I can't tell you how many grandmas and all will send me something email-wise.
I'm trying to connect with my grandson, and I want to get into the fantasy football deal. Can you give me some tips?
That's awesome.
Okay. And my thing is, where are you picking? And so they'll tell me, I'll pick here, I'll pick there, and we have this league and that league. And I think that fantasy football, which is a form of gambling now because they got dough involved with some of this, and illegalized gambling, I think has brought the NFL, and I think also to, in part, the marriage between them, college football, NFL-wise, to a different level. Because now you got people who would only be a casual interest. I got a fantasy football. My guys, my tight ends on this team, I'm watching it.
No doubt.
Okay, and again, there is something to that. But the NFL, when I heard the commissioner say, fantasy football is not gambling, my thing is, man, where are you doing that fantasy football deal? Come on, dude. Get with the program. That's not quite correct. Today, Kenyon Sadiq, the Oregon tight end who we got to watch quite a bit this year, declared for the NFL draft. He's clear-cut the number one tight end in this draft class. I think he goes anywhere from probably 15 to 21 in round one. He's not nearly as tall as a Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren. I think when they're going to actually measure him, even though he's like 6'3 on the program, I think he's a little short of that. He's probably in that 6'2.5 range. But man, he's a great athlete. And we talked about it with Mark. We see the emergence of the tight ends. And Kenyon Sadiq, when he's going to test athletically, man, they're going to say, what in the hell we got here? This dude is a big-time athlete. Now, he's been a good player to very good. He caught 8 touchdowns last year, more than any other tight end in college football. So you got a guy here in the right scheme. Boy, he can make some plays for you. So there's only one left, Dante Moore, to get that official announcement if he's going to come out. Or does Phil Knight cut him that, $8 million check to stay at Oregon next year?
Yeah, I imagine Dante's probably going to leave for the draft. If you're a guaranteed
I do
top
believe,
two
Charlie.
Pick, Mike.
Yeah. As Saints fans, we hope he does.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Any quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
Agreed, 100%, guys. Speaking of the NFL draft, guys, this is my countdown has officially begun. Adam Schefter, I posted this earlier. After the Steelers season ended on Monday Night Football, there's exactly now 100 days until the NFL draft returns to Pittsburgh, guys.
Woo-hoo.
So the countdown is officially starting to tick. Mike, you already talked about Kenyon Sadiq. Schefter had also mentioned that he could be a top 10 pick in the draft. I don't see it, man. He's not on the level of Loveland or Warren, just like you had mentioned. And, I mean, Loveland went 10, Warren went 14. I think Sadiq is going to go early on in the second half of the first round. Some team is just going to fall in love with the physical traits that he has, but the production for how athletic the guy is, where he can just jump through the roof, and I mean, he is unbelievable as far as a specimen. The numbers really don't match, and that's been such a strange thing for me with just kind of Kenyon Sadiq as a prospect. It's going to be a fun conversation once we get into the tight end class, Mike.
The only thing with that is, Charlie, production-wise, look at the numbers for Colston Loveland at Michigan.
Yeah.
Now, Oregon threw the football a lot more than Michigan does.
I feel like tight ends pretty – like, Harold Fannin was awesome in college, and his production was really good in his rookie year with Cleveland. And I remember
really
Trey
well.
McBride was, like, the weapon at Colorado State before he got drafted. He's been a stud. Brock Bowers. Like, some of the top tight ends. Colston Loveland, yes. But Tyler Warren had great production at Penn State. It feels like college production for tight ends has maybe even more of an impact for – transitioning to the NFL level. If you catch a bunch of balls at the college level and you have a lot of touchdowns and you have a lot of yardage and are just a main focus of an offense at the college level, I think that you can transition to the NFL at maybe a little bit easier than someone that wasn't asked to do so much in an offense at college.
Charlie, I agree with you. I think the big debate will be what happens at wide receiver, because on some boards, Cornell Tate will be the number one guy. Jordan Tyson should be, but he's going to get nicked because of the fact he's had a host of injuries throughout his college career. But he's a tremendous football player. And then Mekhi Lemon from USC. I'm just telling you.
I like him, Mike. He's small, but he catches everything.
Wait till people see him run a route. I mean, he corkscrews those guys into the ground. That's how good of a route runner he is. There'll be a lot of debate amongst those three receivers, and I think they'll all go very in a condensed fashion. Like one might go 7 and then 10 and then 12.
Right.
It'll be like that for those three receivers, and that's certainly a position the Saints could use to upgrade, but that Jeremiah Love would be difficult for me to pass on. That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Want to thank Mark Schlereff for joining us. Great stuff on the NFL playoffs. We come back. Steve and Charlie will talk to Chris Dotson, NBA, and what might happen at the NBA trade line right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.